This is Nicholas Snow Live, connecting the circuitry of humanity. Connect with us at NicholasSnowLive.com. It's not radio. It's Gadio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. It is Thursday, April 30th, 2015 at 11 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. In this episode, everything you've always wanted to know about the Drag Queen World Series. And yes, you heard me say that correctly. The Drag Queen World Series. The game is an affirmation of the power of compassion and a demonstration that ordinary people can accomplish extraordinary things. That's coming up. But first, I want to remind you that throughout most of North America, today, April 30th, 2015, is Dining Out for Life. If you are listening to this episode at any other time, have no fear. Dining Out for Life happens every year, and it happens on different dates in different cities. You can go to diningoutforlife.com to find out more information. But for example, in the Coachella Valley in Palm Springs, California, where I'm based, there are over 50 restaurants that are donating a significant percentage of their proceeds today to Desert AIDS Project. Which gets me back to the Drag Queen World Series, which benefits a wonderful organization called Life Group LA, which helps empower people infected and affected by HIV and AIDS. And other life-threatening illnesses. I know that there are many people that benefit from that particular organization, and that's what's coming up after this.
Who is a hero? A movie star?
A TV show host?
A fabulous fashion designer?
Or a spicy chef?
We are all heroes when we help others.
Join Dining Out for Life and be a hero in the fight against HIV.
Take action. Dine out. Fight AIDS.
Participating restaurants donate a generous percentage to help people in your city. Make a reservation now at diningoutforlife.com.
I want to give a big shout out of thanks to all my advertisers. You'll hear their commercials during the show. If this episode had a presenting sponsor, you would be hearing their commercial right now at the beginning of the show. For information on how to secure this sponsorship, or for the contact information for all my advertisers, visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click on the advertisers link in the main submenu. Spotlight on Palm Springs.
Come to Lulu, the award-winning California bistro. Fabulous breakfast, a luscious three-course Sunday brunch, scrumptious dinners serving fresh fish, perfect steaks, pizzas, salads, and more. Something for everyone. A three-course special to savor from $15.99. The best all-day and night happy hour. There's always a party at Lulu in the heart of downtown Palm Springs on South Palm Canyon and Arenas.
New designer furnishings, sparkling cocktail rings, vintage jeans and shirts for moms, teens, boys, and flirts. Area rugs and stylish bedding design your wedding. Shiny knickknacks and glam Hollywood throwbacks. You'll find it here at Revivals. Voted best of the Valley thrift stores. Now with even more new treasures, plus one-of-a-kind consignment and estate items. Fashion, accessories, furniture, it's all in store at Revivals. Find it here. Visit us at RevivalStores.com to find a Revival store near you.
Hi, I'm Nicholas Snow. Many of you know that I am HIV positive. I'm living powerfully with HIV because I benefit from the services of the Desert AIDS Project in Palm Springs, California, and I'm very happy to bring you this news from another grateful client of Desert AIDS Project.
I'm more proactive with my health now, I think, than I was before, and I think that's because there's other people that are being proactive with me. You know, there's people that are interested and concerned about it.
A lot of services that are very difficult to access to HIV-infected patients are gathered within one roof. We do have access to substance abuse counselor, mental health services, psychiatrists. We have dental service programs. We have nutritional programs, housing, case management. Very unique in the nation that all the programs, including medical services, are administered within one facility.
Coming here, I felt just an amazing amount of love from Desert AIDS Project. They are people who just care in the community, people who want to put a hand out and say, let me hold yours. And I think that makes all the difference in the world.
For more information, visit desertaidsproject.org.
This is Nicholas Snow Live, connecting the circuitry of humanity. Connect with us at NicholasSnowLive.com. It's not radio. It's Gadio.
And this is Nicholas Snow Live for April 30th, 2015. It is 11:05 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. In this episode, we're talking about everything you need to know about the Drag Queen World Series. The game is an affirmation of the power of compassion and a demonstration that ordinary people can accomplish extraordinary things. The purpose of Drag Queen World Series is twofold. First, to raise awareness of the fact that the AIDS pandemic is not over and to erase the stigma associated with the disease. And secondly, to provide financial support to the Life Group LA so they may continue providing education and emotional support to persons infected and affected by HIV/AIDS. The fourth annual event is taking place Saturday, May 9th from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Glendale Sports Complex. If you happen to listen to this episode after May 9th, 2015, this is an annual event, so the website you want to remember is dragqueenworldseries.com. This year, the defending champions, the LA Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, take on the West Hollywood Cheerleaders. And Life Group LA is a coalition of people dedicated to the education, empowerment, and emotional support of persons both infected and affected by HIV/AIDS, helping them to so they may make more informed choices and decisions regarding their health care and personal well-being. I've done the two-day seminar that they offer on a regular basis. It's really powerful. And so with that, I'm going to bring my guest onto the air. They all got knocked out of the switchboard, and they've all called back in. So I think I remember who's calling from where, but we're going to learn that in a second. And I think this is Sunny Rose, who's head of Life Group LA. Hi, Sunny.
Hi, Nicholas.
How are you?
I'm fabulous, and I'm so grateful for you and spending the time to talk to us about this really fun event.
Well, I'm happy to do it, and now I'm bringing on Sister Lee Viticus, and tell me your name again, West Hollywood Cheerleader.
I'm Dixie Normus.
Yeah, Dixie Normus, how could I forget that? And so welcome, Sister Lee and Dixie.
Oh, thank
Hi,
you.
Hi, thank you, Nicholas.
So I talked a little bit about Life Group LA. Sister Lee, why don't you tell me about the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence for those who may not know?
Sure. The Sisters started 36 years ago in San Francisco, and now we are not only around the country, we're also around the world. So basically we do all of the work that regular nuns would do. We raise money for charities, we provide counseling, comfort, and Basically, we do fundraising and we do fundraisings, and this event kind of combines both of those. We have a lot of fun, and we're also raising awareness for Life Group, who's a charity we work with quite a bit. And so we're drag queen nuns.
I love that. Now I know what happens when a man is in drag as a nun. I'm assuming by your voice that you probably identify as female. Is that true? And if so, what would drag be for you?
Well, I dress the same as my sisters. However, I am one of the very few female sisters. I'm also straight. So we do accept everyone who feels the calling to be a sister. And I do everything that my sisters do. I just don't grow a beard.
Well, I love that. I love that. So, Dixie, tell me about the Dix is the first name. Enormous is the last. No, Dixie. Dixie Enormous. I got it. So tell me about the West Hollywood Cheerleaders. Actually, let me bring on John Denham, who's calling in. Hey, John, how's it going?
Good, Nicholas. How are you?
Great. I'm going to get to you in a minute because I know you're a longtime supporter of Life Group LA and this event. But, Dixie Enormous, tell me about the West Hollywood Cheerleaders.
Well, thank you for having us on, Nicholas. We're a very proud partner of this organization and to support the Life Group LA. We were founded in 1986. We're going to be 30 years old next year. And we're a diverse group of men and trans women who are the ambassadors of goodwill and friendship to the city of West Hollywood. And we raise funds for several organizations dedicated to the fight against HIV/AIDS prevention, education, and awareness all year long through Pride events, marches, and fundraising events at clubs and other events like AIDS Walk and AIDS Life Cycle. But Life Group LA is an important part of our hearts and soul, and we do things for them all year long, and this is just one of them, a very fun event.
I really love that. I love that. Just so I don't forget, the LA Sisters website is lasisters.org, and the West Hollywood Cheerleaders website is wehocheer.org, and Life Group LA's website is thelifegroupla.org. So, John, Sunny calls you as your helper for the Drag Queen World Series. I know that that's an understatement, and she would say that as well. But tell me how you became involved with Life Group LA and how the Drag Queen World Series came about.
Oh, okay. Well, a little over 7 years ago, I moved to Los Angeles, and I knew nothing about the Life Group. And I went to one of their weekends, and I was currently getting my master's degree in psychology, and I saw what they were doing and how they went about it. And it really is a life-changing, informational and transformational weekend that they provide to people who are infected and affected by HIV and AIDS. So family who are affected or partners who are affected can come to the weekend and get some solace and information, and probably first time ever. And that service is not being provided by any other agency. So it's very, very important. And so a couple of years ago, 5 years ago, we were at a weekend. I'm a volunteer now. I'm a volunteer facilitator, and I help train the facilitators. Money was tight, and Sunny was thinking about having another fundraiser. And I played in the Gay Softball League. I've played softball my entire life. And I said, you know people in the WeHo Cheerleaders? And she said, yes. I said, well, I know people in the Sisters. And we contacted them and said, we have this idea of putting my love of softball and my love for the Life Group together. And this will be our fourth annual fundraiser for the Life Group LA, using the game of softball as an entertainment engine for bringing people and raising money. So, and the Sisters and the WeHo Cheerleaders have been nothing but wonderful and fabulous. And so Sunny and I actually co-chair the event. And I actually, on the day of the event, will be on the field umpiring the game in drag.
I love this. So, Sunny, did you ever imagine that the Drag Queen World Series would become what it has become?
Well, you know, I have to say I did see the vision, because nobody else was doing anything like it. And that's kind of been our challenge as the new kids on the block as far as AIDS service organizations go. Hard to believe. We just had our 10th birthday. Actually, our 10th birthday is in July, but our challenge was coming up with fun, unique events. And all the other organizations have these elaborate, very beautiful, and some very expensive events that are done in the evening, are not necessarily family-friendly. And so our challenge was coming up with something unique. And when John and I, we were sitting in a parking lot talking about this, we just couldn't stop laughing, just envisioning the antics that could be created in an environment that would be outside during the day, a few hours, something that people could bring family to. I really did see potential in this. So I'm glad that everybody else sees it and feels it too.
I absolutely love it. I was at the second annual Drag Queen World Series, drove in for that, and loved it. It really is a delightful event. We'll return to that in a moment, but I also would like you to tell me about your Saddle Up event, which is an annual event, and I know it's also a very unique, fun, and important fundraiser for you.
Yeah, that's coming up on July 11th, and that's called Saddle Up LA. It's an AIDS benefit, horseback trail ride, and country barbecue. It's our rendition of the AIDS walk and the AIDS bike ride, but we do it on horses. And you don't have to have much riding skill, if any at all. We've got horses. We've got 75 horses available from beginner to intermediate to advanced riders. And it's an evening ride followed by an amazing gourmet barbecue at a banquet facility just down the block from the ranch.
I love that. I love that. I'm going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to ask all of you to tell me anything else you want to add about the Drag Queen World Series, perhaps talk about some of your teammates, their outrageous names, and anything else you want to say. I'll be back with this fabulous quartet right after this.
Did you know I'm an author? At the time of this recording, I have two books out. The first, A Living Powerfully with HIV Memoir, called Life Positive, A Journey to the Center of My Heart. It takes place throughout Asia and even in Palm Springs. It could be called Eat, Pray, Disclose. The second book, A Return to Brokeback Mountain, Photos and Interviews from the Historic Hollywood Premiere. To find these titles, go to NicholasSnowLive.com and click on Books in the main submenu. Hey folks, mark your calendars for early November because it's time for Greater Palm Springs Pride, Southern California's popular and longest-running LGBT festival in the Coachella Valley. Palm Canyon Drive is closed to traffic and transformed into a vibrant, pedestrian-friendly Pride Festival unique to Southern California. Palm Springs Pride is also one of the sponsoring organizations of the annual Harvey Milk Diversity Breakfast, which takes place every year in May. Visit pspride.org.
The LGBT Community Center of the Desert is a nonprofit organization dedicated to enriching the lives of the LGBT community in the Valley through health and wellness, social and educational programs. The center advances its mission through a clinical counseling and internship program, senior programming, youth anti-bullying and suicide prevention support programs, a growing volunteer program, and signature special events in the community for its members and allies. For more information on the LGBT Community Center, visit them on the web at thecenterps.org.
In Greater Palm Springs, since 1979, the Desert Business Association has promoted and supported LGBT and allied businesses and professionals who join together for business promotion, economic development, educational, and humanitarian purposes. Their vision is to connect, promote, and build prosperity by embracing all members of the community to make a positive difference. They have many events every month. Find them at desertbusinessassociation.com.
This is Nicholas Snow Live, connecting the circuitry of humanity. Connect with us at NicholasSnowLive.com. It's not radio, it's Gadio.
And this is Nicholas Snow Live for Thursday, April 30th, 2015, Pacific Daylight Time. If you're listening to this before May 9th, 2015, you're in luck. That's when the Drag Queen World Series is happening at the Glendale Sports Complex. Tickets are only $10. Benefits the Life Group LA. With me on the show, I have Sunny Rose, who is the executive director of the Life Group. And I have Sister Lee Viticus, a member of the LA chapter of the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, Dixie Normus, a West Hollywood cheerleader, and John Denham, co-chair of the Drag Queen World Series. So I'd love for each of you to tell me any key point that you as an individual want to make about the event and Life Group LA, and especially for Sister Lee and Dixie Normus, I'd love to know more about the personalities that you're going to be playing with. Why don't we start with that? Sister Lee, we'll go with you.
Oh, sure. I mean, it's a lot of fun for us, too. Like Sam said, you know, we do a lot of things in the evening at bars. We not only host our own events, but we get asked by other people to come, you know, provide some color. So to do something in the daytime and run around and be silly, obviously, if you've ever seen the LA Sister, our Hoobie Doobies, our house coronets are these huge Sister Betrayal-like things on our heads. So us running the bases and playing in the outfields with those is a lot of fun, provides some humor there as well. So, you know, we really look forward to it. We really like supporting Life Group LA. We also do our biggest event of the year for them, and it's in October 11th this year. It's Project Nunway, where we combine designers with sisters and stomp the Nunway wearing outrageous outfits. So we're really looking forward to anything we can do to help them.
I love that. And October 11th, of course, is National Coming Out Day, so that's a great day for that event. Tell me some of the names of the sisters.
Let's see. Some of the sisters we have playing will be Sister Tootie Toot, Sister Sanka de Mayo, the Decaffeinated Treat, Sheeta Ho, Latina Turner, of course, Sister Unity, who is one of our founding members here in L.A., 20 years in December. So Unity, of course, is in orange and very recognizable. Sister Chaos, Babs the Home Wrecker, Kamanawana Leia.
Okay.
Sister names, we get to have a little bit of fun with that, and everybody comes up with their own individual expression of who they are and who their sister is.
There's a sister here, and her name is Sister Taryn McClosoff.
Yes.
Well, I love that. Well, I love that and love you for your participation. Dixie Normus, tell me more about the personalities that are playing with you on your team and anything you want to add about the participation in the event and your support of the Life Group LA.
Well, while we love our LA sisters of perpetual indulgence and we join them in this fight, we are ready for battle. Now, our team... Helen Back, Do Me More, myself, Dixie Normus, Patty Cakes, Miss Ivy Rockefeller, Serena Vanderbottom, Tiramisu, Scarlet Fever, and all of the other cheerleaders that will be playing. We've been practicing this year because, well, we just don't want any foul play. And, you know, there's a lot of commitment to having your makeup melt off your face and roll around in dirt for such a good cause. So we're ready to win this year. And you can, when you go on to dragqueenworldseries.org to buy your ticket, you can select West Hollywood Cheerleaders or the LA Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence and give one of us just a little edge over the other this year. So we hope you'll choose us.
Well, that sounds fantastic. You know, I wanted you to know that dragqueenworldseries.com also gets you to the right website as well. So in case my listeners get a bit confused. One of the things I find is interesting is that it seems like the LA Sisters have the more game-impeding outfits, but they're the defending champions. So what's up with the West Hollywood Cheerleaders? Were the sisters cheating, or were you just not up to your game last year?
Well, I don't want to go on record as saying they're, quote, cheating, but, well, let's just say, well, we have a few things up our mitts this year to kind of level the playing field.
You know, I think this is like...
I see how it's going to be. I see how it's going to be. Okay.
I see you're throwing down the habits as opposed to the gauntlets. So
and the shade.
So, do you have like long nails, and does that impede the handling of the balls?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, Nicholas. You know, most of us don't put on our nails under our mitts. We don't want to break a nail.
Of course. You know, I always say when someone's about to go on in a performance, I always tell them, break a leg, not a nail. So, John, congratulations to you and Sunny for coming up with this really fun event. And what I love about everything all of you do and a lot of the topics I cover on the show, the fact that it's all centered in love and service.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, John, what would you like to add to, first of all, you're the referee, so I want to know, was there cheating going on last year?
Well, I think when you have two amazing organizations coming together to raise money for a common cause, you're going to have a little thing that I call competitive camaraderie, and then, you know, these are drag queens, so there's going to be some shade thrown, and so that's what makes this game really, really exciting. And, you know, I want to say to both the sisters and the We Are Cheerleaders, they've allowed myself to manipulate the game to make it a little bit more fun and entertaining for the audience. And as Dixie Gomez was alluding to, the team who has the most tickets bought and money raised by game time will get an advantage in the game. And then there are going to be two other advantages that they can gain throughout the game based on a couple of competitions that they're going to have that they can gain favor. And so there'll be things like at one point in the game, you can clear all the bases if the bases are loaded. So that gives them free runs. They will each, for each $100 that they raise, get a home run. So if they raise $500, if they sell $500 in tickets, they'll get five home runs at the beginning of the game. That's the advantage they get for selling the most or raising the most money before the game. Another one that they may get to get is up until the last inning, they can flip the score. So if the Sisters are ahead by five runs and the WeHo Chillers are holding on to that, the inning before the last inning, they can flip the score and now they're in the lead. So it's going to change the dynamic. It's going to be so much fun and so interesting, and the audience is going to have so much fun, especially with the color commentators we have this year. You know, I've just been so blessed to work with Sunny and the Life Group and the Sisters. And this is actually my last year. I'm moving away to New Mexico because I got accepted into a PhD program.
So well, congratulations. I did know that you got accepted into the PhD program because we're friends on Facebook. So congratulations on that. But you're leaving a drag legacy in your wake. Sunny, what is your role on the day of the event?
I am just a butterfly. I run around. I take pictures. We are selling raffle tickets that I'll talk about in a second to amazing prizes. I'm there to do whatever needs to be done. I make sure that each dugout has plenty of cold water. I make sure that we've got first aid available, set up all the volunteers in their places. I'm just there like everybody else to be of service in any which way that I can be.
I love that. Well, tell us about the raffle and any other fundraising components that people can support before and at the event.
Sure. Well, I want to give a shout out to our color commentators. This year we have Frito-Lay from Chico's Angels, and Matt Val, who does Jiza, which is a cross between Judy and Liza, and they're both really funny and a lot of fun and know very little about baseball, so I'm looking forward to seeing what comes out of their mouth. We never know. It's not scripted, and that's what makes it so much fun. I want to give a shout-out to Baby's Burgers. That comes out, Baby's Badass Burgers. They have the most amazing hamburgers, and they're providing food for us that day. And the Glendale Sports Complex. They've embraced us the last 3 years. They've been super supportive, and we've just got to give a shout-out to them for that. And the energy is helped immeasurably by the music that's played during the event, and I want to give a big shout-out to Euro Steve, who is our celebrity DJ for the event. He, too, has volunteered every year we've done this. It's a lot of fun. He really adds a lot of energy to the event by the music that he chooses, and he also donates his time. So it's really great. Everybody coming together donates their time and their resources to help make this the most fundraising that it can be. So very little goes out. The two raffles that we have, one is worth $8,000. It's a grand prize for a weekend stay for up to 16 people at the famous former Harpo Marx estate in Rancho Mirage. I think you know the place, Nicholas.
I've been there several times.
Yes, and that's one, and those tickets are $10. And we have another raffle, which is helping to raise funds to take the Life Group LA's team out to Hawaii, where we will be collaborating with the Life Foundation. They've never had anything like what we offer, and we're trying to raise funds to be able to go out and do that. And the raffle for that is a beautiful weekend for a weekend stay at an amazing condominium right on the beach for up to six people, and John can talk more about that. I don't have the stuff right in front of me, but I know he knows the place intimately, and it's beautiful. Tickets for that are also $10 each.
John, tell us more about that. place on the beach, and what beach where?
Okay, so I want to say my friends J. Anthony Perez and Mark Bernstein have been gracious enough to donate to the stay at a former Harpo Marx estate in Rancho Mirage every year as a way to fundraise. This year is a way to get us to Hawaii because J. Anthony was the person who wrote and produced the first gay newspaper in Hawaii back in the 70s, has a condo on Kauai. It's in Princeville. It is right at the top of the cliff overlooking the beach, and it's for a week-long stay, not just a weekend, a week-long stay at the condo on Kauai.
Love that. Love that. You know, when I was doing the color the year that I was there, Del Shores was your color commentator, and he helped out a bit. But I'm still so confused because I don't understand why you have no goalposts and there are no touchdowns and where the quarterbacks were.
We had great bat boys, though.
the bat boys are fabulous. You know, the wheel chili is always spring, and I enlist my friends who are in the porn industry to come also help be bat boys. And so if you're wanting to see some skin, Nicholas, if you want to see those men, we may not have goalposts and we may not have touchdowns, but we have men you can touch.
But by the way, just in case there are parents out there, even though there might be some really hot guys, it's still a family-friendly event, and you don't see anything at this event that you wouldn't see on broadcast TV. So it's still a family-friendly event.
That is true. And we lots of children attend, lots of dogs come. Like I said, it's a great afternoon out in the park.
I think they're done with a wink, wink, nod, nod, Nicholas. You know, I mean, it isn't going to be overt, but it's a wink, wink, nod, nod. The adults are going to know what's going on.
No, totally.
It's very family-friendly, absolutely.
I gotcha. So I'm going to give you each a final remark, and I'm going to end with Sunny, so she can fill in the blanks or make a final point. But let's start with you, Sister Leviticus. What would you like to say in conclusion?
Well, you know, as the defending champions, and some aspersions have been made as far as how we got to be the defending champions, but you know. I'm not saying you're all going to go to hell if you don't purchase tickets to benefit us versus the WeHo cheerleaders. You know, it's all in good fun. We're all working towards the same cause, and this is a chance for us to have a little friendly rivalry going. There is some shade thrown, but it's all with the same common goal of raising money for this awesome charity. So it's a lot of fun. We really enjoy doing it. You know, we're silly, and we always have props and things come up with to make the game, you know, more exciting for everybody. And we really hope you come out and support us.
Well, I have it on good authority that people throw the shade much further than the balls. the shade gets thrown far and wide, and even the audience gets hit by it. So wear your sunglasses to protect you from the shade. So, Dixie Normus, what would you like to add?
Well, we just have so much fun with this super fun and funny event and are so proud to support LA. You know, we're a group that is also infected and affected by HIV. And, you know, we work really hard to reduce and end the stigma surrounding HIV. And this is one of the most fun events of the year, if not the most fun event of the year. And I just want Lee to know that, Miss Leviticus, from the bottom of the sixth to the top of the ninth, we're after you to this year.
Okay, all right. And John, I guess you're going to have some refereeing to do, but what would you like to add?
I don't think I can. What Lee just said and what Dickie just said, it is everything. This is about being of service to the community as a group of people, and it's about raising money and, you know, support one of the teams. But it's all the money goes to one cause, and that's to help people who are affected and unaffected by HIV and AIDS. And that's the purpose. The purpose is to have fun, raise money. And, you know, I just am so blessed to do this together as a community. And, yes, come out. There's going to be shade. Yes, and
we
come
love
out.
That.
There's going to be fun. And there's going to be surprises.
Oh, speaking of shade, it does. If you're in the audience, it does get kind of intense, and not all the bleachers actually are covered, so you might want to bring an umbrella for protection from the sun. That's one of the things I remember.
Also, I want to add something too. My friend, because in the past 3 years, Steve has a great sound system, but because the area is so large and so big, my friend Chris Perry is coming in and adding more speakers, so you people will be able to better hear no matter where they are on the field or in the stand.
Love that. Love that. So, Sunny, what would you like to add?
Well, I will just throw this little tidbit out. Ticket sales are very close right now between the Sisters and the West Hollywood Cheerleaders. And so I would encourage you to go online to DragQueenWorldSeries.com and, you know, where it says, you know, buy your tickets. There's two little areas there. You can choose tickets to help the West Hollywood Cheerleaders, or the LA Sisters have some game day advantages, which are going to be a lot of fun. I just want to say I'm so, so grateful. There are so many people that come together to make this happen so that I can have the privilege of producing a weekend seminar for people that costs them nothing to attend. A lot of programs similar to what we offer require attendees to pay for them. We want to make sure that there are no boundaries to this service and no boundaries to this care, and we raise the money to be able to produce these weekends so that people can access this service without having to worry about that. The money raised helps us buy food for the weekend, helps us secure venues, helps us secure all the printed materials that we provide our participants with, and it helps us create a safe space where people can process their emotions, where they can come and learn and be inspired and empowered and renewed, and can also meet others whom they have something in common with. Our program, very diverse, just like everybody who's involved, the Sisters, the West Hollywood Cheerleaders, all the volunteers, there is no demographic boundary, just like HIV. There is no demographic boundary. We are serving men, women, gay, straight, positive, negative, every religious and cultural background. Everybody is coming together for the same purpose, and that is to find a place where they can process and heal and find the tools necessary to live long, healthy, and productive lives. And again, I'm grateful to everybody because together we are all helping to erase stigma and help people live these long, healthy, loving, fully loving, productive lives.
I love that. I love that. The Drag Queen World Series is an affirmation of the power of compassion and a demonstration that ordinary people can accomplish extraordinary things. The official event website is DragQueenWorldSeries.com. The event in 2015, the fourth annual event, is taking place Saturday, May 9th from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Glendale Sports Complex. The LA Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, the reigning champions, although we don't know how legitimate their win was, LASisters.org. I'm just telling you what my instincts are from this interview. LASisters.org is their website. The West Hollywood Cheerleaders, their website is WeHoCheer.org. And, of course, you can find Sunny and her great organization at thelifegroupla.org. So for all my guests, I wanted you to know in about 5 minutes, I'm going to put a link to this broadcast on the Drag Queen World Series Facebook page. I will tag those of you that I'm friends with on Facebook. I'll put it on the Nicholas Snow Live Facebook page, and I will submit it to the Huffington Post. I don't control what they pick up, but they do pick up a lot of my shows, and I am so honored that I got to have you on the show today. So thank you.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Nicholas.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Nicholas.
It's my pleasure.
My pleasure.
So you guys have a wonderful event, and I want to thank everybody for listening. The Drag Queen World Series is great, but more importantly, the work of the Life Group LA is extraordinary. I'm a person living with HIV. I benefited from taking the workshop, and I know that you will too. So check it out, and please share this episode, and thank you so much for listening.
You've been listening to Nicholas Snow Live. Find all of our advertisers and everything Nicholas Snow at NicholasSnowLive.com. Nicholas uses both Twitter and Facebook to alert listeners just as he's going on the air. Anytime, 24/7, you may direct tweet at TheNicholasSnow or post your questions, comments, breaking news, and gossip on the Nicholas Snow Live Facebook page. Nicholas may very well discuss your tweet or comment on the air when communicating with or about the show using any form of social media. Be sure to use the hashtag NicholasSnowLive. You may also Skype into live broadcast from anywhere in the world. For Skype instructions and to review all the Connect with Show options I've just mentioned, simply visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click Connect with the Show in the main submenu. Nicholas also broadcasts regular video chats and interviews on his YouTube channel using Google Hangouts. So subscribe at YouTube.com/SnowBizNow. That's YouTube.com/SnowBizNow. For all of his social media links, visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click on Social Networks in the main submenu. This show is produced and copyrighted by Nicholas Snow Productions, LLC. All rights reserved. Thank you for being a part of the snowstorm. We are honored by your presence.